from the stillness of Japanese shakuhachi to the absolutely ecstatic drum beats, from the wisdom of Zen Buddhism to the sensuality of sound experiences. My guest today embodies a unique spectrum of celebrating life. His message comes from the heart, and his skills provide deep healing. Meet a remarkable man. Meet Pepe Danza.
Welcome to The Power of Rhythm, a podcast with your host, Reinhard Flatischler, around the one thing that connects us all. Rhythm.
So welcome to my podcast, Pepe.
Thank you, my friend. What an honor and a joy to talk to you, my friend.
When I saw you playing with, actually, Esther Stone, I knew I have to talk to you. It's a very special way you play the drum, a very special way you are playing the flute, you know, so that attracted me. And then I found out all about your other background. That is so amazing that we're trying to cover. But let me actually go to my first question. We're coming out of a series of a year's lockdown, and a lot of people around here, I would say, are fearful, angry, depressed. Other people are like embarking, are kind of, you know, going really to a new way of living. Where do you see where the potential of the current times we're living in lies, and are we ready to shift to a higher frequency?
You know, my background more is kind of rooted in Zen and in Taoism, and we do not project into the future at all. We just live in this moment and trust life to move towards where it has to go. We try to avoid any adjectives of any kind, you know, good weather, bad weather, good life, bad life. It is what it is.
Right.
I do feel very much in my heart that this is a golden opportunity. But, you know, there's so much talk about this is a special time for us and transformation. And if we look at history, humanity has gone through this hundreds of times. And unfortunately, we're so stupid. We don't seem to learn from experience. And the solutions are so simple, right? Just open our hearts to each other and seek the experience of oneness, which is the underlying reality of everything. And so, yes, this is a golden opportunity. No, I don't know if humanity is going to take advantage of it and really transform itself. I pray for that. And I think music is a really fundamental element in that transformation. And so I'm putting my drops in the bucket and hoping that it does spread. But there's no expectation, you know.
Absolutely. Now, what's so interesting is that right now it's the first time that more than 8 billion people on the planet are sharing that kind of experience, you know, where it's really getting in two directions. One are getting really fearful and one are really getting up. It's so many people at the same time on this planet doing this process. That's very, very interesting, I would say.
And it is a golden opportunity for experience our oneness and our connectivity and our interconnectedness, golden opportunity. But like I say, I love humanity, but I don't have a great deep trust in the collective to really see into this amazing opportunity and not follow the fear energy that's being constantly fed and the separation energy constantly. Now it's the vaccinated against the unvaccinated. You hate the Chinese. Oh my God, you know, it's such it's painful. It's painful. Yeah. And also the use of substances to deaden the pain. Yeah. So you see, you go to Netflix, any Hollywood movie, as soon as something goes wrong, the whiskey goes in, the drugs go in. It's like, gee, guys, just breathe and feel, you know?
Isn't that the moment for people like you and me to help people? I mean, to be there for people when they're desperate, instead of, taking a substance, maybe have a sound journey or having a rhythm journey,
Yeah, well, I come from teaching a meditation workshop, and nobody really knows me around here, but I had 12 people out there very focused and very grateful, and it's like, so nice to be able to share that, drop by drop. Yeah.
Where are you right now, Pepe?
I'm in Prague.
In Prague. Oh, wow.
My favorite city in the world. I love Prague.
Fantastic. Now, you are born in Uruguay, correct?
Correct.
And you live in Israel?
I don't know where I live, but right now I just came out of 6 years in Israel, and now I am in Slovakia.
You live there now.
I am in Slovakia right now, yes.
Okay, so what was the place on the planet that kind of gave you the most feeling?
Brazil, India, and Japan. Yeah, for very different reasons.
Wow, Brazil is very much true for me too. And
Brazil
there.
is the body and the groove and the celebration and the abundance. India is like deep, deep spirit. And Japan is the samurai. Do it now or
Yeah.
never.
So you're not only a drummer, you're a multi-instrumentalist, with a really deep connection to shakuhachi, to a flute. I could not even get a sound out of.
I know.
And you are, you state that music is a powerful transformative force. So now, if someone says, how can I get there? What is, I'm nowhere. I'm just, I haven't had musical training, but I'm craving for, having music in my life for growth. What would you tell this human being? What suggestions do you come, some of your wisdom?
Breathe and listen. Breathe and listen. There is no, I think there is no mastery possible without a proper ability to take a full breath, because it's really the breath that transforms into sound. Whatever you're playing, you cannot play any instrument if you don't know how to breathe. Listen. So many, I played with so many like professional musicians that I go like, this person is not listening. It's like an amazing thing. So once you have your breath and you have your ability to listen, the ability to play an instrument will come so much more naturally and easily. Yes. But then again, the other element is tremendous discipline. My philosophy has always been that I need to serve spirit through sound. And that my only real duty is to perfect my technique so that spirit can speak without technical limitations through me. So technique on the one side, and on the other side, like really learn how to get out of the way so spirit can speak through me. So here you have technique and really discipline and meditation, so we can really quiet ourselves and receive. Yeah, I don't know what you would call it, higher vibration that goes through you rather than what scale do I play for this chord, you know?
That's a very practical approach you're getting out to our listeners here. It's great. Now, one thing that people are not so much used to it is discipline has kind of a negative connotation. Not at all for me, of course, but maybe through the school it has gone into this place where people think, oh, this is just, I have to do it again. How would you, with your wisdom again, advise someone to override this old conditioning and get the groovy thing out of discipline.
Yeah. Well, I tell my students, don't ever play exercises. Just play music and listen to what you're playing. So if you're a guitar player and you're playing your C major scale, play that C major scale. Its intervals are magical, and you haven't, I mean, really think what it takes in the history of humanity to really have the mastery of sound and invent this instrument, and you were able to figure out how to enjoy and buy this instrument. Now you're sitting down with this instrument and it's your expression through sound. Don't take it as a duty. Don't take it as an exercise, a boring thing. Just savor every note, right? Savor every note and really feel the relationship of notes. So the bottom line, don't play exercises. Play music and be listening to what you do at all times. For me personally, it's like a religion, right? The sound is creation. Creation is God or whatever it is you want to call it. So there's a devotional sense that if you bring into your practice that devotional sense and that open-heartedness and open-earedness, it's effortless. And the more you do it, the more you go into it. Once I started playing shakuhachi and I thought, okay, it was in the forest. I'll do half hour, 1 hour of practice. I finish and I look, it's like I have been playing for 4 hours. Forget about the club. Oh, yeah, from 9 to 1, I have to practice. No, you don't have to do anything. Follow your heart. 10 minutes a day is much better than 5 hours on Sunday. You know, just put the drop there. And the energy of love and devotion has to be there all the time. And the spirit of service, you know, the spirit of service. I mean, we all started music to get the girls and get the attention, blah, blah, blah. But slowly we realized, hey, you know, I can really affect an atmosphere that can actually transform people. And that is so much, so much more, yes.
So, in other words, Back to the Groove as one of the titles of your CDs. And I want to actually play it for our listeners. So we hear a little bit of you.
Thanks, Randy. Thank you.
Pepe Danza, back to groove. Is this all you?
This is all me in my living room, yes.
Cool. A lot of kalimbas are here, right?
And a lot of kalimbas played with the mallets and Spanish guitar and electric guitar, a bit of bass. And the flute is an Indian flute, bansuri, but I'm playing it in the fula in African style. So it's a different technique.
Incredible. You know, the question that comes to my mind, by having so many tools as you have, when you are teaching a class, when there's a workshop, how do you start? Do you start with meditation? Do you leave it up to what comes? Do you start with drums?
Usually when I teach a specific thing, they ask me to teach djembe, to teach guitar. But yeah, usually some African drummers used to laugh at me and when we had big festivals, because they go to my class and I always start with meditation. It's like, what is this? But yeah, just like for me, I always tell my students, as a percussionist, the most important thing you do is what you don't do. You know? It's the space between the notes, the spaciousness. Wow. Yeah. So I call it the architecture of silence. Basically, we're architects of silence. And the important thing is that silence permeates what we do, right?
It's amazing for me. It's like a family of space lovers. you know, Jude, and also the same thing when I was talking with Estas, the same when I was talking with Cabezão. We are also found of space, you know. I composed even orchestra piece called Space Beyond Space.
You know, so I'd love to hear that.
I really have to hear a little bit of the in the end, but you know, space. So I was space. What is really space?
Well, you know, in Shakuhachi training, the space between the notes actually has a name, and the ma is the quality of silence after a note just kind of dies very gently and disappears into silence. The quality of that silence in Japan is called ma. And when you train with your teacher is listening more to your silence than you're actually playing. Wow. You know? It's an amazing thing. So it's a fundamental concept.
We should bring this to your Western academies and conservatoires.
Completely. It's like, your playing is okay, but your silence, not so good.
You've been like 3 years in Japan, right? Studying Shakuhachi. Could you briefly say what really did Shakuhachi, this flute, give you?
Wow. It would be much easier to tell you what it didn't give me. Like, Shakuhachi is really my master. I've had amazing teachers in my life, but I have learned so much about myself and breathing and my body from the Shakuhachi. And it's this... the oneness, the inner silence, the chi, the energy, the breath. The Shakuhachi is almost like a spirit, and you grab it to play it, and sometimes you're going to go like, you think you're going to play me now? You're kidding. Sit down, shut up, and breathe. I've heard of master players, a friend of mine, who for almost a year could not get a sound out of a flute. It's like, what's going on? You know, but it's like you need to really experience this integration, body, spirit, mind, and get this chi out through the bamboo in a very natural way. So it's a profound, profound training. We have in Shakuhachi something called robuki. Ro is the first note when all the holes are closed. And ro, that's the name of the note. And buki is like a meditational practice. So all we do is just play one note, 10, 15 minutes, half hour, breathe, and play this one note. And I always tell my students, sometimes my teacher will stop me and say, no, your whole life in one note. Okay, to say. And eventually I learned what it means to put your whole life in one note, you know. So nowadays there's so many amazing virtuosic young players, you know, but it's like, I want to hear that one note, you know.
Well, this is actually the thing that I would like to see so much more in all the music education, that it's body-centered, it's mind-centered, it's emotion-centered. It's kind of not the one and the two and the three and the, you know, because it's just coming out of your thinking. So that brings me also to a question. You said back to groove. There is a person who has not played an instrument, and it's a kind of unmusical person. How would you explain to this person groove?
I would say walk. Uh-huh. No, just walk. And I do that sometimes with students. They say, I have no rhythm. So they say, okay, walk. Walk from this wall to that wall. No. Breathe and walk. Yeah. I actually had that lesson very early in my life, and this teacher kept saying, no, again. And it was a gym, right? So it's a long distance. No. Walk. Until I just felt this, and this thing came, and he said, aha, okay, now you're walking. If you can walk, you can dance. If you can dance, you got a groove. Your breathing is groovy. Your heart is groovy. And so it all comes down to getting rid of blocks rather than acquire anything, right? And it's very psychological. And it's also about discipline. You know, I do have a student, for instance, that the first time he came to me, I go like, oh my God, what am I going to do with this person? 5 years he's been with me. He's almost a professional musician now, from not even being able to recognize, not impossible to play a groove. Just discipline, love, dedication, you know, just don't give up. Don't give up. It's worth it.
And also, you seemingly had very good teachers, and we are all, you know, blessed with good teachers. And now it's in your age, in my age also, time to step and give what we have perceived from so many people to others, right?
Yeah, one of my teachers was Trichy Shankaran. Have you heard of Trichy Shankaran? And he was like, he would play and you would see Shiva dancing, you know, fire. It was an amazing thing. And so very, very inspiring, to have the right teacher. Yeah.
So before we go further on, let's hear a little bit of your shakuhachi playing. In what is the name of East Gate? Can you explain a little bit of this, what it means, East Gate?
I planned this album as a kind of a synthesis of all my influences. And so the East Gate, mostly Eastern music, the Western Gate, I brought the electric guitar and a little more psychedelic. The Southern Gate is more the African Latin.
Okay.
Northern Gate is more the shamanic. All these influences are part of my life. And I thought, be cool to do an album that has all of that, you know.
Makes a lot of sense. So this is Eastgate.
I hope.
Thank you.
Nikola Tesla, when he was asked, how can you approach the universe and the wisdom of the universe? He said, don't think far further than energy, vibration, and pulsation. So my question is, your take on these very primordial expressions of rhythm and sound, because it's the same. Like if it's slow, it's a pulse. It's fast, it's a frequency and a tone. And if it's even faster, it's other manifestations.
Well, the only thing that matters for me about that, because again, from a Zen perspective, we don't really deal with concepts, right? The concept is something that's up here. We deal with the experience of something, and to reach that experience is exactly what I was describing before, right? Technique, meditation, bring those two together, breathe through, play the instrument in a state of meditation, and you will understand that concept completely non-conceptually. Good luck to even explain it, right? But I have a little bit of explanation for my students, and I explain to them that most of us live in horizontal time. And in horizontal time, you have past and future, and there is no present because it's constantly moving, right? Mm. The moment I say now, it's already gone. Mm. And so through the practice, you attain what I call vertical time. And vertical time goes through horizontal time, but there is nothing but now. Ness, nothing but now, and you get this very expansive feeling of the eternal quality of the now. And music, and particularly rhythm, but in Chakuhachi, I also find that such a gateway into that state. You know.
Now you have a project that's called Ocean of Sound.
Yes.
And well, you have a lot of instruments around you. Do you have them with you in Prague now, or do you travel with them around the globe? Or?
I do. It's a nightmare. Yeah.
Wow. So, what is the idea behind exactly that Ocean of Sound?
Well, you know, you and I are pretty well the same generation. I'm 65 now, and I grew up with the psychedelic era, and my heroes were Pink Floyd, and later on the progressive, the prog rock. And so my love is improvisation and instrumental music. I'm not very friendly with words because I find that words is put me in this is what I mean, right? Whereas instrumental music is open, endless vistas. And I'm also very fond, being from that generation, about music as a journey. So my pieces are, I mean, a short piece of mine is 15 minutes, you know, it's 20 minutes, 30 minutes, so you can really dig in.
Yeah.
And in Ocean of Sound, I have several sections that all interconnect with each other. And so it's about 2.5 hours nonstop music. I discourage people from applause, you know, just like, And people know that this is more. A friend of mine and student of mine said, it's not a performance, it's a prayer performance. You go like, wow, I like that.
So is it in a workshop or is it a separate evening where you just do that?
Yeah, that's my concert.
Wow. Mm. Now, I think the listeners will be very curious how that sounds. And with your permission, I play a little bit of that.
Thank you, Raymond.
Ocean of sound, paper dancer. Now, when I saw you playing with Esther Stone, you have a very special drum set that you also use in other occasions with two mallets and a djembe drum. And how did this come about? Like, what would you encourage, for example, a drummer? How can a drummer find is creative setting? There's a creative setting you play here.
Yes, you hear the sounds inside yourself. I had a teacher that gave me the golden key, and he said, if you can't hear it, you can't play it. If you can't sing it, you won't play it. And so the sound has to be first and foremost inside of you, and then you get a very clear idea of what external tools you need to make that sound happen. And I hear percussion, and this is something that I really encourage my students to explore, not as rhythm, but as music. So I hear melodies and the djembe and tones and overtones, you know, and I encourage my students to really listen to it as music, not get kum, ka, kum, kum, ka, all tense muscles, you know. It's like, no, this is a dance, this is music. And so, since I was playing with Estas, I thought it would be really interesting to also provide kind of like a bass guitar basset to it. So I actually tune my drums very precisely, because he plays in very precise keys, you know, A, E, this open-ended guitar key. So I tune my congas so I can play melodies to it. And then I have all kinds of sticks and mallets and brushes so I can get every kind of sound. And I have what is it called? You know, it's not a kick. It's a what is it called? It's a piece of wood with a microphone that you step on.
Yeah, clapper. Yeah, clapper.
So that's my kick drum. So I can travel with it. Mm. And it has a huge sound when you put it into a sound system. And then I put anklets, African anklets. So I have my hi-hat, my kick drum, my melodic setup. And I love cymbals. I just love cymbals. So I have two, three cymbals. And I have what is called a wave drum that gives me some electronic sounds, really cool sounds.
You know? The ocean drum, right, with the things inside? Do you mean
No. A wave drum is an electronic, a sampler, drum that has about 100 sounds, some very natural, some very psychedelic. So I can bring that touch of electronica also, you know.
What are the two drums that you play with your sticks left?
One is the wave drum that has super deep sounds, and the other is a floor tom that I tone down very, very low, so more the shamanic feel to it. Yeah. So basically the setup, I'm sitting on the cajon, have a djembe between my legs, two or three congas, floor tom, wave drum, the kick drum in my anklet, so full sound.
That's a funny saying. He's not just a drummer, he's a musician.
That's right.
Because some people really just only hear it. Now, this is, I really love how you play with Estas, and maybe we have a little taste of that, how you play with Estas. Pepe Tanza with Estas Tone. Really grooving along. The djembe that you play, what is it, a rainbow djembe, or what is it?
It's what I can travel with. So it's one of those that's like paperweight Remo drums, but it has a natural skin, and I managed to put some tape inside to kind of mute it a bit, and I got the sound that I needed.
Sounds nice. Sounds really good.
The rest of the drums are usually provided in each concert, so I never know what's coming my way.
Wow, that's great.
But it's placed in really high class theater, so usually the equipment is really good.
Where did you actually study the djembe?
I lived in Canada for 25 years in Vancouver, and many master drummers there.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a good trick. Since I'm a good musician, I thought, why pay to learn? You know. So I put together a band with master drummers called the Drum Prayers, and I learned while rehearsing. You know, I had an African drummer, a Latino drummer, a master from Philippines that he played incredible salsa. And I go, okay, so let's play a traditional rhythm from Cuba. And naturally, I would learn from them. So it was a fantastic experience, and it was a really good band. We had good times. And then I met Trichy Shankaran, which is my guru, South Indian Kandira and Mridangam player. And that's the golden key to the rhythm, South Indian. Mind blower, yes. And you might have heard in the Back to the Groove how these patterns, also very much influenced by Steve Reich. You know, I listened to Steve Reich to no end. I saw him live in Amsterdam. I love that dance of patterns and that extended realization of a groove. You know, amazing stuff.
So let's finally go to something we both love, Brazil. What did you explore and learn and exchange there?
You know, being Uruguayan, we're tremendously influenced by the Brazilian culture. So I grew up listening to bossa nova, Brazilian music, and being a musician. And I started playing guitar when I was 7, 8 years old. So. And the guitar playing in Brazil. So as soon as I could stick my thumb out, I was hitchhiking to Brazil and reading and learning and playing and jamming. And so that was not only musically, but spiritually also, the candomblé music and Yemanjá and all these beautiful devotional songs to the actual elements really influenced me. And then after almost 15 years in Canada, I applied for a grant, and the Canadian government gave me a grant to travel to Uruguay and Brazil and study candomblé, candombe, and bring this culture to Canada and teach it there. So I spent 2 months traveling all the way from Bahia to Montevideo and really experiencing, because I was sponsored, so to speak, so I didn't have to look at the money issue at all. Mm. Wow. And the candomblé music is really part of my heart, you know, this idea that the elements are alive in a form of consciousness, and that through sound we can bring this elemental forces inside of us to serve the community. So beautiful. So I teach a lot of these chants and these rhythms. The idea that Yemanjá is the ocean, and she has a specific rhythm, specific songs, the color. And we all get into this entrainment energy and prayer. So for me, that's poetry.
It absolutely is. Have you ever been initiated into a candomblé?
I've been told that I'm a son of Yemanjá.
I thought so, yeah.
I drummed in the ceremonies because the friend that took me to Brazil through that grant was a master, a capoeira master. So I was not initiated, but I was allowed in and actually playing the drums for the ceremony. So it's a deep experience.
Yeah, the baki, right, yeah.
Yeah, and I really didn't want to be initiated because I have so many, you know, I'm a Buddhist, I'm a Taoist, I practice yoga, I play candomblé, you know, so I'm not a joiner in any way. Not that I have anything against that. We all have our own path, you know. But I'm more of a salad kind of guy.
Yeah, I think I can congratulate you, because it's very difficult to, you know, bring so many different, almost opposing things together. And for me, it's very authentic how you do it.
Thank you. Thank you. Really, well, you know, I started when I was 7 and I'm 65. So I've had lots of time. Yeah, it's beautiful.
So, my dear one, I thank you so
thank
much
you,
for
brother. Thank
so
you.
Much for your time.
That's a pleasure.
And where can people find you on the net?
PepeDanza.com, And if you go to Bandcamp and look for Pepe Danza, I have about 20 extended journeys there and albums. Yeah, and of course all over YouTube and with the stats, et cetera, et cetera. I'm not great on promoting myself. I'm kind of obscure. I'm one of those typical musicians. Just let me play music, man.
Okay. Yeah, that's one of my orchestra pieces, a little part of it. Space Beyond Space.
Can we
And
hear it? Is it in YouTube or Apple Music?
yeah, if you go to YouTube, put in my name and Space Beyond Space, you get it. But I really do hope, Pepe, that you're very close here.
We're neighbors, yes.
If you ever come across the border here, please, you
Not
have.
ever, but when? Yes.
Thank you so much for your
Okay,
time.
hermano. Thank you. Hasta luego, hermanito. Love you.
Yes.
Ciao.
And to your people, listeners, I hope you enjoyed our talks. The wonderful Pepe Danza, very unique person. If you like the podcast, go to powerofrhythm.com/podcast. Leave comments. Tell me whom else you want to interview. And for now, have a great day, have a great time, and keep on grooving.